I'm Michelle Martin. This is Tell Me More from NPR News. Just ahead, our financial guru Alvin Hall on insuring your home against wildfires or kitchen fires or hurricanes or high winds. But first, Argentina's Cristina Fernandez de Kirchner. She's been compared to that country's former First Lady, Eva Perón, and also to a former First Lady of the U.S., Hillary Clinton, the U.S. Senator and now presidential candidate. Kirchner will be the next president of Argentina, taking the reins in December from her husband, Néstor Kirchner. The voting results for the new president were released Sunday night.
Buenas noches, Argentina. Buenas noches, argentinos.
Jude Weber joins us from Buenos Aires. She's a correspondent for the Financial Times. Welcome.
Thank you very much.
Cristina Fernandez de Kirchner's victory came as no surprise. She'd been leading in the polls for weeks. To what do you account for the results? Is it name recognition as the first lady? Is people pleased with the job her husband's doing? Is she just a great candidate?
To a large extent, the people are very pleased with the job her husband's done in terms of turning the economy around. We've had more than 4 years of very strong growth, more than 8% here. And they're members of the Peronist Party, and their power base is among the poorest people in society. They've really made very strong pitches during the campaign to this sector of society. And so those are the people who are rewarding her husband for improving their finances, improving their lot. And that explains her base, because when you look at the opposition candidates, they really accounted for more of the middle-class voters. The lady who came second, Elisa Carrillo, she scored very well in the cities. And in fact, Cristina Fernandez lost in the capital city and also in the second biggest city, Córdoba.
Now, obviously, we're very interested in gender, in part because we have a credible female candidate for president here in the U.S. But I wanted to know what role gender played in this campaign. I mean, one could see where it could be a negative for her being the wife of the current president. People might object to it.
Yeah, I mean, it hasn't played a huge role in the campaign. I mean, issues like abortion are just completely taboo here, so they haven't been part of the campaign of any candidates. But she has deliberately brought up the women's issue, the women's card, in some of her speeches. And in fact, in her victory speech last night, she said, you know, she wanted to make a particular appeal to women. She's highlighted in the past the particular qualities that women have, that they do things differently, that they have to be multitaskers and bring up the home as well as succeed in public life and things. So she's, again, poorer voters tend to see the fact that she's very glamorous and, you know, always has impeccable clothes and makeup. And they tend to like that. They think that she's projecting a very, very strong image abroad and that, she looks great. Some of the upper classes who don't really like her anyway think that she spends too much time on her appearance and she's a bit frivolous. But I think that she's always said that, you know, the fact that she looks nice and spends time on her appearance isn't something that should be held against her. And the real reason that people take issue with that is they don't like the policies that she brings up.
Now, I don't want to take the metaphor too far, but as the wife of the current president, will she have any honeymoon in office? Because if her presidency is seen as a continuation of the prior administration, will people give her any space to make her own mistakes?
I think it's a very difficult one. I mean, she takes office in December. Between now and December, I think people are going to be very hungry to find out what her policies are, who her cabinet's going to be. And there are some very pressing issues. Inflation's one of them, energy shortages, power cuts, the possibility of power cuts if they don't, if we don't get more electricity generating capacity. I think these are issues that are not going to wait very long. And so from that side, she won't have a very long honeymoon with voters. But on the other hand, she takes office in December and then the country goes into the summer holidays. So, maybe January will be a bit quieter. But then when people come back from their holidays, she'll be straight into collective bargaining. And so I think she'll, you know, very early on, within a few months, she will have to deliver some quite concrete results.
And, of course, the current president Kirchner maintained a close relationship with the other left-of-center governments in the region, and particularly Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez. Is her foreign policy likely to be any different? You know, we've heard that she's interested in closer ties with the U.S., but it's hard to see how you could do both.
Yeah, I mean, I think she's been quite careful. She has courted closer ties with the U.S., and I think if Hillary Clinton is elected, then that would become something that she would focus on more.
Why?
They have a lot in common. They're both senators. They're both lawyers. And I think she realizes the need to get Argentina's image back on the international stage, because Argentina's really been cut off internationally since the crisis of 2001, 2002, when there was that enormous debt crisis and currency devaluation. So I think that's part of her strategy, is to raise Argentina's international profile. With Venezuela, Argentina still depends on Venezuela, to some extent, you know, Venezuela has bought a lot of Argentine bonds. And Argentina still relies very heavily on financial aid from Venezuela. So I think that she's been very careful not to, you know, not to appear too friendly and not to appear too cool. Mm-hmm. One of the immediate foreign policy challenges that will be facing her is Uruguay. It was interesting that the Uruguayan president was one of the first leaders to call to congratulate her on her victory, and they might even see each other at a summit in Chile next week. Of course, the backdrop to the difficult relationships that Argentina and Uruguay have had in the last few months is the fact that Uruguay is building an enormous pulp mill plant. In fact, it's built now. It's a Finnish company, Botnia, that have built it, and it's ready to open pretty much any day now. And this is on the banks of a river that Argentina and Uruguay both administer together, and Argentina fears that it might be polluting. So this has really paralyzed relations between the two countries, and I think it'll be interesting to see what she does to overcome those problems and to normalize those relations between two countries that up until now had been very friendly neighbors.
I think you pointed out, Jude, Cristina that Kirchner has a long political career. She's a senator, three times elected, but she did not participate in a single debate during the campaign. Is that accurate?
No, she didn't. And over the past year, she's been very, very media shy. She hasn't wanted to do that. And it's interesting that she didn't want to participate in a debate because she's a very strong orator. You know, so you wouldn't think that would be something she would be reticent about. But yeah, she's got a long legislative career. She kept into the background quite a lot during her husband's administration, which I think voters like, that she didn't try to grab the limelight. They thought that was proof that she, you know, she was serious, that she had a career in her own right. So I think, you know, we'll just have to wait to see how she manages it when the boot's on the other foot and it's her husband who's the behind-the-scenes advisor.
That'll be an interesting story for people who are... What's he going to be called? What's his title going to be?
I don't know.
First gentleman?
Yeah.
First spouse? First arm candy? I don't know. Finally, Jude, I don't know if it's fair to compare, if this is something that interests you, but I'm wondering whether there's anything Hillary Clinton might be able to take away from Cristina Fernandez de Kirchner's ability to put together that kind of victory.
I think Hillary Clinton has shown that she's running a very slick campaign. And so, I mean, I suppose the question might have been the other way around, really. I mean, Cristina, everybody here just calls her Cristina. What she did, her campaign was really very focused on foreign travel to start with. She, you know, she traveled to build bridges with other leaders and to position herself as the next president in their eyes. And it was only really at the end of her campaign that she traveled around the country. And what she really hasn't spelled out, which I think in the U.S. election is much more explicit, is the detail of her policies. So that's something we're all waiting for now.
Jude Weber is a correspondent for the Financial Times. She joined us on the phone from her office in Buenos Aires. Jude, thanks so much for speaking with us.
Thank you.